come back and play on a court you're very comfortable with?
Well, I think it's just a normal game. And I'm not, you know, really for, I'm not only really really excited or anything. So.
As far as the game's concerned, you feel like you can maybe give your teammates some keys? Steve said earlier, he said, I can give them some hints on maybe how to beat this team.
We already did. We already talk about the Jazz and everything, so we're really ready.
Yeah, let's talk about your new home. It looks like it's a good fit for you.
Yeah, definitely, man. I love it. I mean, that's the team that I never experienced before. And it just, I mean, I, you know, actually like playing basketball there. And I'm just, you know, so comfortable and everything goes in the right place. And, you know, I'm just really happy to be there.
What are the differences in the system for you? Why is it such a good fit?
I mean, first of all, it's everything. The fans, the coaches, the teams, the atmosphere is amazing. I mean, everything just falling into place that I never, you know, felt like that anything before. I mean, so it's just so different.
Rumor is you and Russ are a little bit tight. That's good for a big man and a point guard, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I never, you know, I mean, it's the point guard, you know, the best in the league. So I never had a really point guard like that. You know, I never had a point guard, but I think he's just, you know, best in the league, so.
Are you rejuvenated? Do you feel like, I mean, you're playing, like, are you playing with more energy, more passion than maybe you had in the past because of the new situation?
Well, I think the difference is probably I like by playing basketball there. I think that that's the most important thing. You know, just never liked playing basketball before in my NBA career. And that's the first time I started like playing basketball there for my team, for the fans, for my teammates, for coaches, everybody. So that's the first time.
Dennis, what are some keys tonight for you guys defensively?
The keys, I think we just have to be on the same page and just focus and, you know, just try to our job. You know, we're thinking big, you know, we're trying to push the playoff run. And I think we just have to go out there and just put ourselves 100%.
Why didn't you?
To think back and play in this situation, what didn't you like? I mean, what didn't you like about playing basketball?
What'd you say?
Now that you've played in a situation that you're obviously very happy in, what didn't you like about this situation?
Well, I think it wasn't just like a one game or two game frustration. It was a, you know, 3.5 year frustration. Well, I'm happy for both sides. You know, I think it worked out well for both sides. And I'm definitely happy that I'm part of the Oklahoma City team like that, a winner team. So I think it's going to be really well in the future.
What was the biggest frustration over the 3.5 years?
Well, I will say almost everything. I know I didn't bring it. I know I didn't bring it every night, but I think most of the Russ. I think, you know, yes, sir. You know, everything was a frustration. So I was just, but you know, I'm still happy for both sides. You know, it worked out well for both sides. So
it has worked out for each side, and everybody was a winner in this. But were more of the frustrations on the court, off the court?
Well, I think it wasn't just basketball stuff. I mean, it was just professionalism. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just. Well, after I seen OKC, that I was like, this is how NBA teams are, you know, I mean, you're in a dream that you have like a superpower that you don't, just don't want to open your eyes, you don't want to end that dream. So Oklahoma City has been like that to me.
Okay, you know? But then would you consider your experience with Utah a nightmare in comparison to that?
No, I did not say that.
Okay, I'm asking.
I still respect them, you know, I'm still respect them. I still like my coaches here, I still have some friends here. And a lot, but still, but you know, I'm just saying, I don't want to make no comments on them. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, after I went to OKC, then I was like, oh man, this is how I'm beating this.
What are those good things that you've experienced in Oklahoma City that you like so much?
Well, first of all, I mean, it's just we have a leader like Russell, and we have I love my teammates, and I love, you know, the fans are amazing. I love the city, it's a clean city, and I mean, just. Everything there is just professional, you know. I mean, everything they do is just for the players, and you know, just you just have only focus on the basketball and just go out there and play or do your job. Like I said again, I really don't want to talk about it here again because I got a lot of things to say, but I just don't want to say it right now.
You miss anything about Utah?
Last one for
what's that?
You miss anything about Utah?
Mountains.
I guess. Thank you,
Adam.
Oh, hey, thanks.
Thank you.
No, thanks. You'll miss it.